Welcome to Baby Tour Guide's Montessori Babies podcast. I'm your host and baby tour guide, Bianca Solorsino, and for the last decade, I have dedicated myself to helping parents, educators, and caregivers optimize baby development through a Montessori lens. This podcast is all about evolving our Montessori practice to make our time with our sweet babies easier, relaxed, and so much fun. Let's jump into it. Hi guys, welcome to season 2, episode 17 of our Montessori Babies show. This week, we are diving into a topic close to every mom and dad's heart, and that is emotional development in our babies and how we can support it through a Montessori lens. So before we dive into this topic, I want to start with our quote for the week, which is by John Bowlby, who is one of the main child development theorists who studied attachment theory. He said, "Attachment is not a babysitting service. It's a relationship built on deep emotional connections that form the foundation for a child's sense of security." This is perfect for this episode because, of course, since we're talking about emotional development and babies, we'll be touching on attachment as well. And this quote highlights the importance of attachment as a profound emotional bond between caregivers and infants, and how that connection offers a secure base for babies' emotional well-being and their ability to explore the world around them. So before we dive into our topic, I have some super exciting news. So many of you listeners reached out to me letting me know that you were bummed out about missing the birthday promotion that I hosted for my son's birthday weekend, where you could get the entire Montessori Babies course and all of, you know, the lessons and downloads for only $111 versus the typical $252. And so I have a little fun surprise. I am bringing that promotion back for only 48 hours, but it's coming back from Tuesday, June 6th to Wednesday, June 7th. So that is coming up very soon. So if you want to get in on that promotion, join the waitlist that's linked in the show notes to have the promo sent straight to your inbox on Tuesday morning. Another really fun piece of news is that, well, as some of you may know, if you follow me on Instagram, I did an Instagram poll and asked what you guys are most interested in learning in a Montessori workshop. And I offered a few choices, and the winners were a tie between how to foster independence in babies and toddlers and how to do Montessori on a budget. And since fostering independence is one of the clearest and totally free ways where we can implement Montessori with our babies and young toddlers, and it also happens to be fiercely misunderstood in a lot of spaces on social media, that's where I landed. So I have been pouring my heart into this workshop, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. It is called Fostering Independence from Infancy to Toddlerhood, and it has this incredible corresponding workbook. And all of that is coming your way Thursday, July 6th, and you can grab it for only $9. So I wanted to give you 100% of the steps that you need to foster independence. So to grasp this Montessori principle as well as implement it, broken down into the major stages, similarly to my course, but in a financially accessible way, because I had also taken note that you guys wanted to learn about, you know, more budget-friendly options in the poll that I took on Instagram. So I am just so excited to share this with all of you amazing, hardworking parents and caregivers. And another fun fact is that I made this workshop packed with info and under 30 minutes. So you can watch it on demand. You'll have lifetime access. Of course, you can reference it and get everything you need to just transform your experience and baby's experience during one of baby's quicker naps. So that's why I tried to aim for under 30 minutes so you could really get inspired as they sleep. And the best part is to join our workshop, it'll only be $9. So it's less than $10 to get this transformative experience. Those on my email list will be first to be offered this Montessori workshop. So if you're interested in that, subscribe to my email list to be first in the know. You guys know it's my passion to support your journeys any way I can. And so I really have been pouring all of my heart and soul into this, and I'm just so excited to share it with you guys. So now on to our topic for today, supporting emotional development in babies. So emotional development lays that foundation for a child's social and cognitive growth, right? And as you guys know, infancy is a very significant period of growth, and within that is a level of vulnerability as well. During infancy, infants form emotional bonds with their primary caregivers, so their parents and the people who frequently, consistently meet their needs. And these early experiences significantly shape their future relationships and emotional well-being. well-being. So that's why it's so important and why we're going to dive into it today. So what can parents do to support their infant's emotional development? Let's go ahead and explore some tiny things that make a pretty big difference. So research suggests that responding consistently and sensitively to an infant's needs is a crucial part of that. Simple acts like maintaining eye contact, smiling, and talking to your baby create that nurturing experience and environment. And these gestures build trust and security, which form the basis for a healthy attachment. So these are probably things that you're already doing, but it's good to be conscious about it, right? So we can be aware of the benefits, and maybe in times where we're super sleepy and just kind of need a little bit of a conscious reminder, we can just think about what could I do that could benefit the both of us in this moment. And something like, you know, the connection, the giggling, the, you know, singing with a big smile, all of that is going to form that basis for attachment. And it also happens to be really fun. So attachment theory explains that infants naturally seek proximity to their caregivers as a way to feel safe and secure. And when their caregivers respond positively to their baby's cues, it fosters a secure attachment. And this is essentially what will go on to influence things like emotional regulation, self-esteem, and the ability to form healthy relationships later on in life. And I do want to just quickly note that attachment theory and attachment parenting are two different things. So attachment parenting is a style of parenting where you follow these 7 B's that was coined by a man named Dr. Sears. That is totally different from attachment theory, which started at the research done by John Bowlby and expanded from there, right? We've done a lot of research on it since then. And we do know that a secure attachment is really, really beneficial for a lot of different areas of growth and development in infancy. So now we can go ahead and talk about these principles and how they align with Montessori and the Montessori approach to infant care. So in Montessori, as I have mentioned on the show, we emphasize the importance of respecting the child as an individual, right? So from the time they are born, they are a respected and empowered member of our community, and we aim to follow the natural progression of their development. And in the context of emotional development, Montessori encourages parents and caregivers to observe their baby's cues and respond to them with empathy and with respect and with connection, right? And consistency. And so within that, we know that we've already kind of allotted the foundation for a secure attachment just by following these ideals and principles. And as they grow throughout infancy, there's endless moments for connection within the Montessori parenting experience in infancy because of how attuned we are, because of the level of receptiveness and observation and essentially just being there as they need us, using our observation to see how we best can support this child, you know, just all of these approaches and principles set a really solid foundation for having a secure attachment. And even in the environment, so the Montessori environment for babies, it often prioritizes, you know, calm and peaceful atmospheres, which helps provide, you know, a sense of security. There's the consistency of the prepared environment, which also provides a sense of security. That's actually one of the, you know, the stereotypes or the aims for Montessori at this age is the peace and the calm that the Montessori environment can really bring, you know. I've helped parents do it for many years. I'm living it myself currently, and it really, really does. The approach, the environment, everything that works together to create this really peaceful experience. I mean, you know, of course, in infancy, there's always going to be stressful moments, but it's almost like you have the tools and the approach to be able to glide through it gracefully, if that makes sense. But it's just really, really neat that, you know, the environment, the way that we approach setting up the environment, it's safe, it's engaging. We encourage freedom of movement and exploration. We allow our babies and toddlers to develop their, you know, emotional skills at their own pace and work with them through observation and connection and, you know, purposeful approach, which again is aimed at supporting this unique child and their unique journey. And just another one of the reasons I love Montessori at this age. And of course, you know, as a Montessori parent or caregiver, the idea is to follow the child, be attuned to their needs, provide the gentle guidance as they need it, you know, the freedom within limits, and overall just a respectful approach for connecting to this child, you know? And so essentially by incorporating these principles into your approach, your parenting, or your caregiving routine, you really can create an environment that supports emotional development in your infant. Of course, there also needs to be a fierce level of self-awareness and your own regulation, recognize your own triggers, have tools in your pocket when things get hard, stuff like that. But when we focus on these respectful and responsive interactions with both baby and modeling it within our own selves, combined with the prepared environment, we get to foster that sense of security, right? And encourage their emotional growth within that. So, long story short, there's a lot of tiny little pieces that all add up to create this really purposeful, respectful, wonderful, connected approach with your baby that creates this incredible foundation for a healthy emotional development. And the reason I say foundation is because the implementation needs to be there, right? You as their parent or you as their teacher or caregiver do have to actually do these things for the secure attachment to grow and evolve and be there, right? But all of these tools are right there in the palm of your hand if you want them. So to wrap up this episode, just keep in mind that, you know, by creating the nurturing, responsive, caring environment, which you are doing if you're starting to follow this approach or following this approach, and whether or not you are following Montessori principles, maybe you're following just a little bit or just kind of implementing what you feel works best for you and your family, which, by the way, that's always what I encourage. I always want you to feel like you are doing what's right for you and your family, whatever that looks like for you. If you're consistent, if you're nurturing, if you're responsive to your baby's cues, and if you're connected, if you're warm and connected and there's a really solid foundation there for what will be their emotional development. And by recognizing and supporting these emotional needs as, you know, they come up, as they continue to shine through as they grow, we are laying just some incredible groundwork for their emotional development later on as well. And just keep in mind that every little interaction counts. Because of the way their brains work, which we've spoken about on the show before, because they're making tons of connections about who they are to the world and who the world is to them, this relationship that we have with them is so unique and so special and just truly magical. And we have this wonderful opportunity to offer this incredible foundation, you know, by just trying our best with both them and with ourselves and giving ourselves some grace, because, you know, it can also be very hard. And as a new parent, you're going through so many things yourself, but just know that as long as you're doing your best, it's a really beautiful thing. So now that you know that I think that you're incredible, I am going to end our show here. Like I had mentioned earlier in the show, if you want to take advantage of the 48-hour flash promotion where you can get the entire Montessori Babies course, transform your experience, sign up below because it will only be sent to my email list. Also, if you're interested in the Fostering Independence from Infancy to Toddlerhood workshop and workbook, I definitely suggest subscribing as well. So anyway, that's it. I think you're incredible. Sending you a giant virtual hug, and I will catch you in our next episode. Bye. Hey, it's Bianca, your baby tour guide here, hopping back in to say thank you again for listening to this episode of Montessori Babies. If you'd like to support your baby's earliest and most important years the Montessori way, I have a totally free masterclass that teaches the 6 essential steps to begin Montessori with your baby that gives you the exact, seldomly spoken about steps that I created after over a decade working with Montessori babies, families, and caregivers. You can register via the link in our show notes or in my bio on Instagram at Baby Tour Guide. Also, if you're enjoying my podcast, I would absolutely love if you'd leave a review to help other parents and caregivers find and join our community. Thanks again for listening to Montessori Babies, and I'll catch you in our next episode. Bye!